When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That cold case you're listening to? Nasty stuff. But you know what else is a crime? Missing even a moment of whatever you're doing to go on a drink run. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today.
Before we get started, I'd like to ask you for a favor. If you're into spaceflight, if you're into Elon Musk and SpaceX and NASA, I have a YouTube channel called Space News Pod, youtube.com/spacenewspod. I'll leave a link in the description for you so you can check that out. And it would be cool if you could subscribe to that show because that's where I do all the video stuff. So thanks for that. I appreciate that. Now let's get into some of the SpaceX news that's going on with the Falcon 9 rocket now. So Falcon 9 sends people to the International Space Station, and on top of the Falcon 9, there is a Crew Dragon capsule. And there's a company called Axiom Space, which kind of charters flights to the International Space Station through SpaceX. So they get the astronauts, the people that want to become astronauts, those people pay money to Axiom. Axiom is kind of like a travel agent in between SpaceX and these people. Right, so just recently, Saudi Arabia they plan to launch two astronauts to the International Space Station aboard a Crew Dragon capsule from SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. And this will become the latest Gulf nation, which They kind of like strengthen the ties with private U.S. space companies. And this is a good thing. Saudi Arabia has a lot of money. So, you know, certain places in Saudi Arabia have a lot of money. A lot of people want to go to space and they want to become astronauts. They want to go to the International Space Station. And they think it's an adventure of a lifetime, so to speak. And some of these planned trips, maybe not this one. There's going to be more details about this trip coming up later. But some of these trips are between 10 days and a whole month. And the people that go there don't just go to the International Space Station to hang out. They don't go there to, you know, eat astronaut ice cream and like stargaze out the window, though that is part of it. You know, maybe not the astronaut ice cream part because they don't really do that anymore. They tried that a long time ago and the astronauts didn't like it. The NASA astronauts didn't like that. So now they don't really eat astronaut ice cream on the International Space Station. But people, private citizens, do go to the International Space Station. And this is one of the instances that that they do this with. So they've signed a deal, a private deal, earlier this year with Houston's Axiom Space. And like I said before, they arrange and manage private missions to the U.S., from the U.S. To the International Space Station for space tourists. Now, under this deal, two Saudi astronauts will ride SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule to the space station for about a week. And that's going to be happening early next year. They'd be the first from their country to go into space aboard a private spacecraft. So private spaceflight is almost a new thing. People have been doing it since way back when. Russia used to lease out flights to the International Space Station on their Soyuz rockets. Some famous people spent millions of dollars to go to the International Space Station and go to space. And now US's SpaceX is doing something similar. So this could cost, you know, a couple million dollars. We're not sure what Axiom Space charges, but Axiom Space kind of barters these deals, and they work with SpaceX to train these astronauts as well, because when you go to space, it's a pretty grueling thing for the body. And when you get to the International Space Station, less gravity, your body acts weird, and they have to get them prepared for not only stargazing out the windows and, you know, earth gazing as well and moon gazing, but also they're going to be doing tasks there more than likely. You know, they're going to be helping out fellow astronauts, whether it's going to be in a key role, probably not, but giving them something to do while they go to the International Space Station, that's important as well. And Axiom Space, though they're working with SpaceX on these trips for now, Axiom Space is actually working on their own International Space Station. They're working on their own private facility in space where they will charter flights from Earth all the way to their space station. So this is kind of their dipping their toe in, so to speak, and getting their feet wet for spaceflight and for their future space station. Axiom Space, about this potential flight, they didn't comment on this. But officials with the Saudi Space Commission, the space station, the space agency founded in 2018, were not available for comment as well. So private U.S. companies have increasingly played a key role in sending astronauts to the International Space Station, as NASA usually does it. But now NASA's pretty much set their sights on sending people back to the moon. And they look to commercializing the International Space Station and other forms of space transport because they want to focus on the bigger ideas. Sending people back to the moon, sending people back, or sending people to Mars, not back to Mars, but sending people to Mars in general. And also partnering with private companies like Boeing to make the SLS rocket, the giant 322-foot rocket that's down at Cape Canaveral right now. Well, down at the Cape, I should say. And they're getting ready to launch that for a round trip journey, or, you know, around the moon and come back down. So they start in Florida and they end off the coast of San Diego, California. Now, during this time, the rocket will be flying 25,000 miles per hour, and it will be heated to approximately 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit as the capsule comes back down into the Earth's atmosphere. Now, this is different than a Dragon capsule, but that's for the SLS rocket and the first Artemis 1 mission. And this is kind of, we're talking about a few things here, but the SLS mission is kind of in jeopardy right now due to Hurricane Ian that's coming into the coast of Florida sometime the week of the 26th of September 26th. So they're expecting high winds, heavy rain, and they may have to move the SLS rocket back to the vehicle assembly building. And they're still trying to figure that out. And that may be happening as soon as Monday or Tuesday, the 26th or 27th of September, 2022. And if that's to happen,
this show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
They're going to have to roll it back out for a flight later on in the year, which is okay. It's better to be safe with these giant rockets than it is to have them be demolished, because these things are worth billion, four some odd billion dollars per flight. So you don't want to jeopardize that. Not worth it. Send it back to the vehicle assembly building if needed, but they may be able to weather the storm if it goes more into the Gulf Coast, the western side of Florida, you know, into the Gulf of Mexico, than, say, right up the middle of Florida. So NASA doesn't really work with SpaceX to send private astronauts, other than that SpaceX is using their pad, pad 39, at Kennedy Space Center for these flights. So Axiom Space already did one of these flights earlier this year, and they continue to book more flights on these. And they split the profits with SpaceX. You know, it's not just Axiom Space getting all the money. The people pay Axiom Space, and then Axiom Space is like, okay, we have these two clients that want to go to the International Space Station. I know your price is X amount of money. So how much is it? How much do we owe you, SpaceX? Because SpaceX right now is just kind of a bus. You know, they send you to one part of the world. I guess it's not on the world. It's off world. They send you off world, and then they bus you back to Earth. So they're kind of the bus drivers of this whole thing. So Axiom Space is just in there in between. So SpaceX makes a little money. Axiom Space makes a little bit of money. Axiom Space needs to make money in order to build their space station. And that's why these flights are key to the future of that. And this is sort of, you know, it's a unique role, and it's cool because it's kind of a diplomatic role as well, because NASA doesn't allow other countries to fly on the SLS unless they're in the Artemis Accords. So this is kind of like a private company doing private things with another private company with private citizens. So it's all privatized, but using NASA's facilities to launch the rocket. Space station, it's about football size. Football field size. It's about 250 miles above the Earth. And it's been in business for about 20 years. But just recently, private industry has been taking over parts of the International Space Station to send these people via SpaceX and Axiom. And Saudi astronauts will join two previously announced Americans, NASA astronaut Peggy Whitston, who's retired, and race car driver and investor John Schaffner. The mission, which is AX-1 or AX-2, will be the second space flight arranged by Axiom Space. And the private astronauts aboard AX-2 have yet to be approved by a NASA-chaired panel of the space station's participating stakeholders and countries, such as Russia, Canada, Japan, and ESA, the European Space Agency. The official word from NASA added that the mission is likely to receive approval. So that's a good thing, because we need more of these private flights to go to the International Space Station. And for Axiom and other companies, if you cut deals with foreign governments, it's seen as vital to sustaining a business centered around putting people in space, because not all rich people live in the United States. Putting people into space, it's a luxury for the wealthy adventure seekers, and it's a source for national prestige and inspiration for aspiring space powers like Saudi Arabia. You know, Axiom's been around for a little bit, and they've launched their first private mission to the space station in April of this year. They've sent four people to the space station aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule that included a Canadian investor and an Israeli businessman. And Axiom announced a deal with Turkey to launch the country's first two astronauts into space in late 2023. That will likely be mission EX3. So we're not sure what EX3 will be, but it's possible that it could be an orbital mission. But also they may be going to the International Space Station, but we'll see when they announce all the participants and the mission critical information for AX3. Axiom's astronaut flight business is crucial to broaden Axiom's business as well, because they're going to make money off every one of these launches. And if they can show that they are sustainable and that they can make money through these launches, they're going to get more investor money for their space station going forward. And I know this isn't SpaceX heavy as far as podcasts go, but it is a very important mission for SpaceX. All of these Axiom space missions are super important for SpaceX, because in the future, Axiom Space may be the private company that books Starship flights as well. So they could book Starship flights. They could possibly book Starship flights around the moon and back for future astronauts. And if they want to put 12, 13 people to go around the moon and back, you know, it's going to take about 40 days to do that. So 40 days, 40 nights in this arc going around the moon and back. That's a very impressive thing. And there's going to be some people that will want to do this, of course, but they're going to need people from all over the world to buy into this, because if you need 40 people to do it, say if you need 12, 13 people to do it, some of these people that went up to space recently, they're going to have to wait for the Starship to be ready. And that may take 10 years for it to be absolutely perfectly ready for human spaceflight. That's not just lunar spaceflight, but taking off from taking people from the surface of the Earth around the moon and back. And eventually, private citizens going to the surface of the moon. So Axiom Space may be able to help book those trips in the future. So hey, if you like this episode, make sure to subscribe to this on your podcast platform of choice. Thank you. I appreciate that. A lot of new people here. So thank you for your continued support. I love you guys, and I really do appreciate you. Also, check out Space News Pod on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe over there. There's more of me over there. And also, we have a merch store, starshipshirts.com, which is Starship-related shirts, SpaceX-related shirts, Elon shirts, Tesla shirts, also some NASA-inspired shirts and some other spacey kind of shirts. So starshipshirts.com. Make sure to check those out. They're only $17 per shirt. So $16.99 US. So pretty good price. And we ship everywhere. So appreciate your time. Appreciate you. And thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.